Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What are you asking? Just you can say it out loud.
This was somebody's favorite day because of Gentle Tuesday?
Yes. When we were doing Downtown.
That's right.
I was talking to a prom dad. And he's like, dude, Gentle Tuesday is my favorite day.
It's a jam.
Yeah.
Well, it's
like, I just love you guys. And just like, he's mobbed first. Gentle Tuesday.
Gentle Tuesdays,
yeah.
Huh?
Which means he's an early listener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this thing starts at 6.
And I didn't say Tuesdays stay gentle always. Tuesday can be a rocky day, is all I'm saying.
Totally could.
Sometimes I feel like Tuesday's sneaky. Like Monday, you knew it was coming, but then Tuesday's like, again?
You never know what Tuesday has in store till about midway through Monday.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, whole nother day back behind you.
I feel like Tuesday's the day you think you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually of all the five, stabs you in the back.
Yeah, you don't know Tuesday. You have no idea what Tuesday is.
Comes in gentle.
Yeah.
Usually every morning it starts very gently.
Sure.
But then like, wait a minute, Tuesday, what are you doing? Whoa, Tuesday.
What? Tuesday?
I thought I knew you.
You have no idea.
Yeah, that's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's our good friend Tuesday.
Give our personality to Tuesday.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Now, are you feeling that way? Any reason why today, or that's just a casual observation?
No, I think that's just kind of, you know what? No, that observation came to me from a coworker, and I never thought about it. And now it's like, it's all I think about when it comes to Tuesdays.
So is it me? Who's the coworker?
No, our dear Maureen Holland.
Oh, yes, Mo.
Yes, Mo Holland.
Mo is wise.
She's exactly. That's why I was like, well, then that is correct.
Mo is so wise. When did Mo give you this knowledge? Were you on the Mo mountaintop?
I was on a mountain. Yeah, we were on a mountain. We were sitting cross-legged.
On rocks?
Yes, yes. And we were
I can picture it.
Yeah.
I've heard of said mountain. I've never been invited.
The Mo mountain?
Sometimes Mo will come down from Mo mountain and will bestow a little Mo.
No, you gotta trek up.
You gotta heck up.
You gotta trek up.
Trek and hike. I called it heck up.
Heck him up.
Heck him up there.
Heck him up the mountain.
To the top. It's the Sermon on the Mo.
Yeah.
The Mo Mountain.
The Mo Mountain.
Yeah.
You got to go to the tippity-tippity top of the Mo Mountain, and then you can get great wisdom. And at the very top, that's when she told me.
About Tuesdays?
You think Mondays are bad, but it's Tuesday you have to watch out for.
Wow.
For you see, Tuesday is another Monday.
And you've just been carrying that around.
Yes. Yes.
That is wisdom.
It is. It is. Like, oh, yeah, you think that it's like, Mondays. You know, everybody gives Mondays such a bad rap. But
Mondays aren't bad because you know Mondays are coming.
You knew that it was coming.
You've got 2 days to prepare for the day.
Yeah.
But Tuesday's just there.
And everybody has the excuse like, oh, sorry, I'm frazzled. It's Monday. Tuesday, you've got no excuse.
That's right. You get a pass on Monday.
You already knew. You already had a day to warm up. You should be ready to go.
Mo is like, not Yoda, but Moda.
Moda. So wise is Moda. I can't wait until she finds out we were talking about her.
She'll never know.
Get us.
She'll have to come down from Mo Mountain.
Oh, that's a good idea. Taunt her. Taunt her down off the mountain.
I'm making it worse, aren't I?
Oh, totally. You'll pay. You'll pay.
Oh, Mo knows me.
Maybe I'll sate her with Z sleaze at 6:45.
Okay, yeah. Keep her back up there.
Feed her great sleazeness.
Pour some sleaze.
good news. Jamie Foxx is finally going to talk to us about what happened with his health scare last year. He's back. You know, he seems to be back to work. And he's got a brand new stand-up special that he's going to bring us talking about his health scare.
That's stuff we're all wanting to hear.
We want to hear exactly what happened. So he's going to tell us exactly what happened. We'll get into that at 6:45. And then in Taylor Swift news, Taylor Swift's boyfriend's brother announced his retirement.
Mm. Who?
Taylor Swift's boyfriend's brother.
Oh, that's right. We don't use names anymore. We just refer to them as Taylor Swift and then how they're related.
Yes.
Thank you.
I've got that is like the main Taylor Swift headline. And then there's a sub headline.
It's not a Taylor Swift headline.
It is. It's Taylor Swift news. Oh, it's not.
This man is completely independent of them.
Jason Kelce news. I know.
But go on.
You know, have you ever done those ancestry swabs, like, and they figure out who you're related to?
There's one. I am not a conspiracy guy at all, but I'm a little worried about that one. Because then I get put in a database.
Ah, yeah.
A database of my spit.
You're related to this person.
Yeah,
this person.
That's, maybe I don't want to find that out.
Surprise.
Yes. I'm aware of those like 23andMe things, but yeah. Never done it before.
They did one on Taylor Swift. And now we know a long lost relative. A famous relative.
Fun.
So I'll connect them in Z-Sleaze. And then there is a library in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
They launched a very unique program just for this month. They are calling it March Meowness. March Meowness gives patrons an opportunity to bring in their library materials that maybe they've been holding on to and they didn't want to turn them in because I've got a bunch of late fees.
There might be a fine or two. Yeah.
If you've got some fees or some damaged, lost items, bring them in. Okay. And all you have to bring in with you is a cat photo. You can pay in cat cuteness.
Wow.
Yes. March Meowness. And everything will be forgiven. The library does not care as long as you provide them with some cat photos.
Please tell me the cat photo goes up on a big board.
I hope so.
Right?
And it doesn't say. Do you have to have... It can be photos, drawings. You can cut something out from a newspaper, magazine. I think that maybe they'd even go digital.
The library?
I don't know. Yeah. But they would like your cat photos.
I like that amnesty approach.
I do too.
That's fantastic.
They've got about 400 patrons and they've reactivated their accounts thanks to this starting.
Wow.
Yeah. Just, what are we, 5 days into March?
That's fantastic.
So it's working.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, I promise I'm going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
But before I do that, you better empty it.
Because
I don't want your mind all over the walls.
Good. Because I need focus and I need your help to help me focus because I am in brainstorming mode. Okay?
Oh, I love brainstorming.
Okay. So there's no bad ideas in a brainstorm, right?
Well,
hey, I need you.
Depends on who's in the room.
Get it together,
okay,
man.
Okay. What do you got?
Here's the deal.
Yes.
Today is, I feel like every day this week I've got some sort of after school activity. And my afternoon activity today is take the kids to the dentist. They are not excited about it. I've got one who has a loose tooth. Cora, like, she needs to pull that tooth. It's so gross and it's so, so, so very loose. But she's a little squeamish when it comes to pulling her own teeth.
Most people are.
So now she's extra nervous about seeing the dentist and disappointing the dentist because she has not pulled her own tooth. Or is the dentist going to pull her tooth for her? There's a lot of stress surrounding this dental visit. So I'm like, don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. I'm trying to make her feel comfortable, trying to get her excited because normally we like going to the dentist.
Yes.
She's really nice. So I tried to sweeten the deal just a little bit. I was like, well, if you go to the dentist, maybe I can get you a surprise. Only problem now is I don't actually have a surprise.
You promised a surprise without a surprise.
I don't have anything. I'm thinking like, well, we just went to the dentist, so I don't want it to be like, we're going to go get ice cream.
Right.
Because that's like the sugar bugs on your teeth. So then I was like.
The sugar bugs?
Yeah.
Let's set that aside for another conversation.
The sugar bugs.
I'm very curious what that means.
The sugar bugs on your teeth? No.
Nothing. Never.
Oh, okay.
Never. But I love it. I've just never heard of it. Yeah, that seems counterintuitive and
right?
Counterproductive.
Exactly. So I'm like, it
does the surprise have to be immediate so she can redeem it right away?
I feel like I told her as soon as we get done, we'll go get the surprise.
Oh!
I just don't know what it is.
What is she like to do? Is it
screens?
Screens?
She loves a screen.
Unlimited screen time. Bad idea.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think it should be food related. So shopping, some sort of shopping experience.
I thought, what if it was a smoothie? So then it was like, it was healthy.
Less sugar bugs?
Less sugar bugs, but fruit is a healthy thing.
Okay. I suppose.
See, if that's the reaction.
You know why you're testing it on me? I have the same personality
exactly.
as a child.
Exactly. I knew it. I knew I could count on you to be the child.
Yeah, smoothie doesn't excite me.
Yeah, no. A smoothie is not a surprise.
Try harder, Mom.
Oh, man.
You just have to do it for her or both girls?
Both. I mean, if I got both of them going to the dentist, I got to surprise both of them with something.
Could you reward? like a coupon to be redeemed later is not a good idea. Like here,
like coupons for what?
Well, no, like ice cream when it's 60 degrees.
Ooh.
And then they'll be excited because they'll check the weather every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, is today the day for ice cream? But then if you have to pay off on that day.
Okay. So imagine we just got done. Okay, you did a really good job at the dentist.
Yes, thank you.
Here's your coupon. Surprise.
Yeah, that's not good either.
Dang it.
You're... toy.
Toy. I knew it was going to end up at a toy store.
I mean, new electronics device? It's not that worth that.
It's not worth it, man.
No.
It's got to be small. Ooh. Where's like the claw machine? My nearest claw machine.
That would be fun. Here's, what does it cost to claw now? $1?
Probably.
Give them each a 20. You get 20 tries at the claw machine.
$20? The surprise is costing me $20?
$20 for happy kids?
Priceless.
Yeah, see?
Priceless.
Solved it.
Thanks, man.
I think I would love 20 claw games.
I think it's not a bad idea.
That would be kind of fun.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, claw
Go
machine.
Do that. Okay.
Claw machine.
This is awesome.
Also, it's a surprise, so nobody tell my kids.
Okay. I thought you were going to ask me for $20.
Also, do you have $20? That's a great idea.
No.
Go fund me.
Well, after tonight, I'll have a little extra jingle in the pocket. And here is why.
But then give me $20.
Out of the blue, the Facebook universe Fatebook, I'll call it Fatebook for a second.
Fatebook.
Put something out there. There's a restaurant in my neck of the woods. I live over by Twin Pines Golf Course.
Yeah.
And there's it used to be called the Sand Trap way back in the day. I think
really?
That was the original name of that restaurant. They do something called the name game.
What's that?
And on certain days of the week, if you follow them on social media, which by the way, I do not, they will pick two names at random. One, two, or three. I've seen a variety. And if that is your name, you can come in and claim a special something that day.
Ooh.
So today, would you like to know the names for Tuesday, March 5th?
Is it Claire and Eric?
Close. It's Shannon and Eric.
Whoa! What?
Just let's stop and process that for a second.
But, okay. You and your wife can go and do what now?
If we go to this restaurant today... Individually, any Shannon or Eric who walks in the door independently gets a free drink.
Okay.
If we go in together as a Shannon and Eric, we each get a drink plus a free starter, free appetizer.
Nice.
It's fantastic. But isn't this weird?
That is strange.
Super weird.
So strange. So
I don't know. I don't know who owns the restaurant.
You're sure it's not like
we
a friend?
Don't go there very often. We drive past it a lot, but we don't typically
really?
Stop by. Nah.
That's like your neighborhood spot.
I know. But just, it's one of those, it's like it's so close, you kind of forget. It's in front
yes.
of your face, and you forget it's there.
And you forget it's there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like I use it more spring, summertime, because it's got a patio that looks on the golf course.
Oh, nice.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to swing by today, though.
You have
at a minimum free beverage.
Yeah.
Shannon's thinking about rearranging her schedule, so we get a free app as well.
Yes, ma'am.
But the odds of them randomly picking us... I think are equally as odd as them knowing who we are and we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And our names, Shannon and Eric. And if we show up today, two free drinks and an appetizer.
Wow.
It's just bonkers. My mind hurts a little bit trying to consider, except for the fact that I asked the universe to provide something Sunday. It didn't get back to me, but it's getting back to me today.
What?
And it's equally as cool.
That's very cool.
That's very cool.
And what wouldn't it be a big surprise if I showed up with my two kids on Shannon and Eric Day?
That would be a little odd. You should name your two daughters Shannon and Eric. That's
surprise.
Four free drinks and two apps. New study coming out from the University of Iowa showing, among other things, Iowa's average life expectancy is now in the 80s.
Whoa.
Yeah. Living a long time in the state of Iowa. The report also finds... that Iowa has the nation's highest percentage of residents over the age of 80 and predicts by 2030, Iowans 65 and older could outnumber people 18 and younger. Flag that.
That's
concerning.
Yeah.
Because if you're maintaining a state and maintaining a city and maintaining a company and maintaining a school district.
You need some vibrancy
there. You need vibrancy in young people.
Yeah.
So something to keep an eye on from a new study from the
University
of Iowa.
And what about workforce?
That's the biggest concern they're bringing up is as it's called the gray tsunami or the silver tsunami. It's a big tidal wave as more and more people retire. what's behind that is not enough people to fill those jobs.
Wow.
Now, some of that will clearly get automated, but then you start to worry. Does company leave state?
Yeah.
Does company leave your town?
That's a huge concern.
Uh-huh. Families then move. How do school districts survive? Where's your tax base going? So, interesting report from the University of Iowa. City of Cedar Rapids Solid Waste and Recycling Division's first art-wrapped garbage trucks are now rolling into the neighborhoods across the city. I saw one yesterday.
Okay, describe.
There are three panels on the left side of the truck, and I think it mirrors on the right side of the truck. Mm-hmm. This one kind of had a rainbow vibe, and the rainbow was kind of going through some iconic landmarks in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, lovely.
So you saw the Tree of Five Seasons, you saw the Alliant Energy Tower building, you saw the Vets building, and it just had kind of a good-natured, it made the garbage truck seem cleaner.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, totally.
Like, the garbage trucks are white. But that white just kind of popped a little bit more.
Yeah.
Fun fact, there were 37 artists internationally to locally who submitted.
Internationally?
Uh-huh. Four of the five finalists have Cedar Rapids ties, and one is from Des Moines. So all five of the final pieces of artwork have an Iowa tie. You can see three art wrap recycling trucks and two garbage trucks in the coming weeks. Now that I think about it, I think I saw a recycling truck. But either way, it was still really cool. I was just like, oh, wait, know your shapes of trucks.
Wait.
That was a recycling truck. But yeah, it was cool to see that driving around. Popular TV show making its, I think, debut in Des Moines this June. Antiques Roadshow's coming.
Yes!
To Living History Farms in Urbandale on Monday, June 10th for an all-day appraisal event, part of their 29th production tour.
I love this so much.
Urbandale, only one of five cities across the U.S. to get a stop.
Wow!
Yeah. At each event, guests will receive free verbal evaluations of their antiques and collectibles by experts from the country's leading auction houses and independent dealers. If you are a ticketed guest, you can bring two items in. Three episodes will be taped while they're there on that one day.
So, like, it's happening. It's on.
It's on. And they will be constantly filming everybody at the same time to get three individual episodes. Admission is free, but you have to have a ticket. It seems to be lottery style. So go to pbs.org/roadshowtickets. Deadline for your inquiry is by Monday, March the 18th.
I love it when they go and they're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is passed down generation to generation. I have no idea what it's worth, but you know, they think that it's worth a lot. And they're like, yeah, it's not worth anything.
Then there's the other one. It's like, I just found this in my grandmother's attic. It looks like a paint by number.
I have no idea.
That is original Blavinsky.
What?
Your family. Well, I guess she dated a Blavinsky. Like, yeah. It's not worth anything, or this piece of junk is worth more than you.
So I've got some stuff that I don't think is worth anything, and then I'm going to hope that maybe.
PBS.org/roadshowtickets. If you got something you want appraised, good luck getting on the show.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Jamie Foxx is finally going to open up about that mysterious medical emergency he experienced last April. He talked about being ready to talk about it this past Sunday while accepting an award at the African American Film Critics Association. As he was accepting, he said, "I'm so thankful. I get emotional because it's beyond the scope. I had some people in my life really made sure I was here because it was dire straits. Everybody wants to know what happened, and I'm going to tell you what happened, but I'm going to do it in my way, a funny way." No real word on when he's going to hit the stage or how you're going to be able to see it, but
Can I give you two very dark thoughts?
Sure.
Dark thought number one. He's on my celebrity death pool list.
Stop it!
Dark thought number two. Little coincidental, he has this horrible medical thing and he's all of a sudden winning awards this year.
Makes you appreciate, right?
I guess so. Just seems like, oh crap, give it to him now, just in case.
And what was the award? I don't know. Congratulations.
Yes.
On your award.
I am looking, because of just morbid curiosity, forward to hearing exactly what had happened.
Exactly.
Yes.
We have some theories. We've had some people, oops, I said too much. But in your own words, what happened?
Exactly.
How did it happen? Okay, Taylor Swift news. Taylor Swift's boyfriend's brother announced his retirement from the NFL yesterday. Jason Kelce had this to say. So sweet. He's getting choked up.
Was his brother in the room?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's just kind of, it's very emotional.
Yes.
He had 7 Pro Bowl selections, 6 first team All Pro selections, and 1 Super Bowl title.
Uh-huh.
Against his brother, which makes it a little sweeter, right?
I think so.
Probably. Congratulations. In other Taylor Swift news, though, today's show had a genealogy company, Ancestry, that discovered Taylor Swift has a very famous relative.
So she submitted to one of these tests?
I don't think willingly, but they found out. I don't know. She didn't. She can't have done this on her own.
No.
But how did they get? I don't know.
What's the answer? Who is it?
Emily Dickinson.
Really?
Yes, the poet. They are sixth cousins, three times removed. So very close.
Still sending Christmas cards.
Of course.
To the family.
Taylor Swift's ancestors were in Connecticut for six generations until part of her family eventually settled in northwestern Pennsylvania, where they married into the Swift line and started a Christmas tree farm. I'm sure we're going to learn all about it on her upcoming album, The Tortured Poets Department, which it's just kind of funny that she's got a famous poet in her family.
So do you think she released that information?
I don't know how they got the Today Show got that information. I can't imagine that she's like on her tour.
Yes.
Doing stuff in Singapore and then also like, yeah, find out some ancestry on me.
Oh, by the way, I spit in a tube. Guess who I'm related to?
No, it just seems like, and I've got an album coming up and yeah. You know, it just seems like she's got enough on her plate.
That's one of those like, I want to see some verification.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
show
yeah.
me some ID on that one.
Who's conducting this research?
Yes.
And I don't know who asked for it, but it's back. Baywatch, baby. A reboot series is in the works at Fox. No word on when it's going to come out. No word on who's in the cast, who's going to be running in slow motion down the beach. But they did release an official plot description. Do we need it?
Nope.
Nope, we don't. But thanks for that.
Red who's bathing suit clad sexy people go save dumb people out of the water.
Yes.
Who's Baywatch.
Who's in it? That's what we need.
Do you have an
need?
Answer?
No. They didn't tell us who.
You know who should be in it?
Because
Hoff? She fits the criteria. The Hoff for sure.
The Hoff needs
would be
a cameo.
Like running The Office.
Yes.
Whoever just hosted SNL.
Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same thought.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get her.
I don't know if it's her acting assets or something else. Just made me think of her. But
she's a big deal.
She
right
is
now.
A big deal.
She's a very big deal.
Yes. That would be a potential casting move.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
thinking out loud.
Something to think about.
Oh, here she comes. Save him.
Wow. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Who would have guessed that a little Gaudier would get us to where we are right this moment?
Yeah, Gaudier was a song that Ben thought was one of the greatest songs that has been released between 2000 and now. But it's also a song that just hits you emotionally. It's a song that makes you cry.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like sad songs are some of the better songs in general.
Tell me more.
Huh.
I don't know. Like, they just sound better. They're fun to listen to.
They're fun to listen to. They're fun to cry to.
Yes.
They're great for an emotional release. Ben and I have found this to be true. Eric, not so much.
I don't. I comprehend what you're saying. I've never done it, but I don't understand the idea of intentionally trying to cry and furthering that.
Mm.
Wanting that experience to...
Seeking it out.
To prolong it.
Mm.
I want to cry, so I'm going to make myself cry, and then I'm going to go myself to cry some more?
It's not like, oh, you better cry. It's like, I need to cry.
You want to get it all out?
Yes.
I don't even know what that feels like. I need to cry?
Yeah.
No concept of that.
It's a great release. It's an emotional release, and sometimes you need to tap into that.
But laughter is emotional. Yeah, anger is emotional.
Yeah, but you have to know that all feelings are valid.
I just have one. I got two spigots. I got funny and mad.
Okay,
I just don't have sad.
Spigots you were going to talk about.
Those are my two spigots. So that's how the emotion escapes me. So this was a very hard exercise for me. You are both looking at it from terms of songs you intentionally will listen to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Songs you know will evoke emotion.
Yeah.
I'm bringing you songs that evoked an emotion.
Okay.
And I didn't see it coming.
That got you the feels.
A little bit, yeah.
So these are like surprise songs for you.
For the most part. But I have, because my list, the roster of songs that make me cry is zero.
Okay.
I'm doing my best to play the game. I understand the rules. I'm just going to be very bad at it. This is much like pickleball.
This is interesting. Well, yeah, but thanks for trying. Thanks for learning.
I'm happy to play along. And I'm hoping, because this is a competition.
It is.
I'm hoping for a sympathy vote.
Ah!
I hope people will cry when they hear me talk about not being able to cry.
Poor Eric can't cry.
And that might collect some votes.
Oh, okay. Sympathy vote.
That's what I'm playing for, much like you were last week.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. so much sympathy.
The goal here, I think, though, is to start with the guy who started this whole topic. I think we should start
fair.
With producer Ben's
our emotional sensei.
Three songs. Yes. Sir, are you ready to go?
I am, and I honestly think this was probably the hardest one we've done.
Really?
Yes.
Harder than pick three songs from 25 years?
Yes. There's so many like good, sad songs.
Producer Ben, no shortage of sad songs.
Boy, you are in touch with your feelings. Which, again, I'm not making fun of.
No.
I respect the
good
concept.
Good for you, Producer Ben.
That's something I'm not good at. Producer Ben's three songs. Here we go. What are we coming out with?
Silver Memory, The Fray, How to Save a Life, and Eminem, Like Toy Soldiers.
Which samples another song from the 80s called Toy Soldiers.
Which I didn't know that until yesterday.
It's a little double dip.
Huh.
Yes. But you say of the three, The Fray, How to Save a Life would be your pinnacle?
That's actually my main childhood cry song. I forgot all about that until I was going through these songs. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
that was it. How did Godier not make it back into this list after getting us to this?
I considered it, but there's just so many songs out there. I wanted to highlight some other ones.
Mm.
And then Silver Memory is a song that I actually just discovered in 2023. And the first several times I listened to it, it made me want to tear up. And I put Eminem Like Toy Soldiers because I feel like there's a lot of rap songs like Eminem that can
get you. And it's like, oh, surprise, you're not listening to rap. You're listening to something that's going to get you in touch with your feelings.
You're listening to emotion.
Yeah.
And one other thing to consider is if you watch the music videos, sometimes those can get you to cry.
Oh,
too.
For sure.
Yeah. The visual tied with the audio. Ugh.
Now, you could vote for Ben right now on the Z Facebook page. And my favorite is his emoji is the care emoji,
which
it looks like Ben is the little yellow man. He's holding one of those squishmallows.
That's
but
what
it's a
I
heart.
Like to think about. Is
Ben's
Ben,
a little yellow man.
Ben is a little yellow man who is hugging a heart pillow.
But all three of those, intentionally, you could go into a room if your emotions are kind of there.
Mm.
Turn it on and that's going to help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. I'm with Ben on, there were so many I kept kind of whittling down, but I knew that my list, there was at least two that like for sure have to make the list.
Well, let's hear them.
Celine Dion, All by Myself, So Sad.
Kleenex is at the ready, everybody.
Please. Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now. She just performed at the Oscars. It's so emotional. And Billie Eilish. What Was I Made For?
Did you cry in Barbie?
Yes.
During that moment?
I was bawling.
Were
after
you?
America Ferrera went
That was
off,
an excellent
I,
speech.
That got me. And then you got the, I knew that this song, I had been introduced to the song before, but I think the combination of like the big speech on how hard it is to be a woman, and then you add in the Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? That got me.
And you're a woman.
Yeah.
And you
good
got
point,
daughters.
Eric.
I just want to point out what I see. You got daughters.
And it hit me so hard because I, too, am a woman. I understand. Thank you.
I had to explain that to you, didn't I?
No, I appreciate you.
I will tell you this. Joni Mitchell's one of those that if I heard at like a funeral for a grandparent, I could see some waterworks coming out of that one.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. All six you guys have right now are great.
So good.
None of them, save for The Fray, maybe Joni Mitchell, could I actually... If I really set my mind to it and like pinched myself so it hurt, could I see myself crying?
Celine Dion, All by Myself, doesn't get you in your feels?
No, it's not.
Oh, wow.
It's a good song. I like how it starts. I like her.
You don't see Bridget Jones like just tearing it up? No?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Thanks for playing along, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And your is a heart emoji right now on the Z Facebook page.
Vote Claire. Vote often. You can only vote the one time.
You're trying to redeem yourself.
I would really like to come back after last week.
You both are doing well. I, on the other hand, am not.
Oh, well, maybe we need to get in touch with those feelings.
Shall we?
Yeah.
You know, the like button's the easiest one to press.
But it's the first one. I made it for dumb people. Just vote for me.
All you have to do is click like.
Is there
easy.
Any movies that have like almost made you want to cry?
That's a good question. Okay. Let's hold that question.
Okay.
And I will answer that because the answer is yes.
Yes.
There are components within
McFarland
movies.
McFarland USA.
And I will, McFarland USA among them.
The famous one.
I will walk you through because I remember all of them because there aren't that many of my crying experiences and the music to accompany them. That is part of my three song list and that's next.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Big thanks to Gaudier for getting us into this week's three song showdown. This was all from Ben's list last week where we were doing three songs and the challenge there, which we thought at the time was the hardest ever, pick three songs from the last 25 years, the last quarter century. Now I'm starting to feel like this challenge was the hardest ever for three song showdown.
Really?
For
every
sure.
Every week it gets harder.
Now, Ben, you just asked me a question regarding cry songs and it has to do with movies.
Have you ever watched a movie that made you cry or at least made
you? Oh, for sure. Yes. There are scenes in movies. I can give you two right off the bat. At the end of Dear Evan Hansen, which is a musical movie.
Yes.
There's that scene where the story has come out that he has been lying and he goes and he's living with his mom. And his mom talks about how his father went away one morning and that morning as a little kid.
Left he saw his family.
He saw a truck come up and take his dad away. And he was worried a truck was going to come and take his mom away. Mm-hmm. Very emotional. I'd lost my parents. Cried. Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Trust me.
Okay.
It gets emotional towards the end. One of the characters may be dying. Recently lost my dad. Lost it.
Okay.
Right? If it's attached to something, that's where it is. And it can catch me at the moment. But I would never want to make myself do that. I don't like that feeling. And two, I don't see those coming. Like, and then I'm not pocketing those and bringing them back home to do it again.
Are you bringing us a list of surprise cries?
I'm bringing you moments in my life where cries came up. And now because as you both know, low on the cry scale, high on the analytic scale. Where did the cry come from and why? That's how I'm looking at this exercise.
Okay.
For my three cry songs. Starting with Boys to Men, End of the Road. I loved high school. And that takes me back to all the group experiences I had and how those ended. This was the first musical where I ever cried. Rent. I'll Cover You, one of the main characters dies.
Ugh.
So that's fun. It's called Carry On, which is actually kind of an optimistic song.
Yeah.
But it forces you to reflect a little bit. So let's just go quickly in order. Boys to Men, End of the Road. That's coming out in my high school to college transition.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing a lot of those friendships. Don't quite know what's ahead.
Yeah.
A little bit of the unexpected. And, you know, you probably witnessed this past weekend. Show choir kids cry a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You put all of that blood, sweat, and tears in that.
I did everything. I gave it my all.
Yes. And then you're not going to see them again.
Yeah.
That group. So that separation, Boys to Men, that has caused a tear. Cast of Rent. Rent was probably the first musical where musicals are awesome.
Yeah.
Beyond What You Did in High School.
And got to your feelings.
And can get to your feelings. And that is such a powerful, about two-thirds of the way through the show, you lose one of the main characters. They have a funeral. It's centered on HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
That can make me cry. It also makes Shannon cry. And when Shannon can cry, I can cry. So there you go.
Interesting.
Cast of Rent, I'll Cover You. Fun. This one still sticks with me. I was at a local performance at SPT Theater, and they were doing monologues. And the guy talked about losing his dad, but some of the life advice he had. And in between telling stories, he would sing a little of Carry On by Fun.
Huh.
Every time. And I thought
so. You connected with that.
I thought it was a beautiful moment.
They're always like connected with art.
I'm an artsy. Isn't that weird? Artsy seems a little feeling based.
That's so cool.
But the concept of now taking those three and going to my room and listening to them doesn't work that way for me. I'm just not wired that way. I think it's a great list. I want to fight for some votes.
My songs are in a toolbox and it's like, ugh, if I just need to get in my feelings.
Yes.
Bam.
I just don't see the need to do that. Maybe I feel like I'm so in touch with them, I don't need to bring them back up. Or I deal with them in, again, more analytical way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not so expressive. Does any of that make sense to producer Ben?
Yes.
Okay.
I like to, I mean...
Yes.
As the old man in the room, that's how I approach it.
Yeah, you're the opposite.
I don't cry a lot, but like
to
get it out, like all out every once in a while.
Yeah.
And just
do you feel
fresh.
Like you were brought up that way?
I don't know.
Or you've discovered that as you've... I think people
it's
are getting...
It's just nice to let it all out.
Mm-hmm. Because it can get pent up.
Yes.
A backlog.
I guess I try not to let it pent up.
Yeah.
As you guys both know, I'm not... into confrontation, I'm into resolution.
Yes, you are.
And so I don't let stuff bottle up.
I let things
I just
simmer,
put it on the table. Let's get
let
it,
things bottle
let's
and
talk about it right
too.
Now.
Yeah.
Let's get it out of the way now.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at us talking about our feelings. feelings
you
today.
You guys.
We are so in touch with our feelings.
If we weren't so far away, I'd suggest a group hug.
I think we should group hug it out.
Well, later.
But after we get to the competition over with.
That's, but first of all, the battle is on.
Oh, yeah.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
So last week we had a little story about how everybody hates one particular character. There's a lot of parent outcry right now about one Miss Peppa Pig.
You, I think this made a Z sleaze or a story.
Yes.
It was Peppa Pig comes across rude sometimes.
Sometimes.
And the intentions are great, right? The people making it are trying to teach some life lessons.
She's supposed to be like a little kid,
yes.
So she acts like a little kid. But sometimes that example that she's setting isn't a great example. So some parents, it just kind of rubs them the wrong way. We had that story in Z Sleaze, and then I was picking up kids, and I was just in a gaggle of moms. I don't know if it was gymnastics or Girl Scouts or
somewhere
whatever.
Where the mom gaggle gathers.
A gaggle of moms, and we were talking about that show, and then it got to be like, oh, well, yeah, we allow that one, but at our house, we ban this, or at our house, we ban that. So there was a number of different shows that got tossed out, and it got me thinking, does every household have a show that's banned?
Have you ever considered banning Bluey?
No, I would never. We love Bluey. I'll actually tell them to turn off YouTube families. Like families go and they have like their own shows on YouTube and it's just like the kids being bratty to me and being spoiled. And I don't like it, especially anything where it's like, we're going to take her shopping and we're going to get her whatever she wants. And then my kids see that and I'm like, no, that's not happening. We're not doing that.
When I go to work out, I have somebody help me because otherwise I wouldn't go. And she talks a lot about her kids like watching similar videos like that.
Yeah.
Or videos where they're just narrating their life.
Yes.
I'm headed to the kitchen now. I'm going to make myself a bowl of cereal.
Uh-huh.
And now her daughter's doing that to nobody.
And didn't they say it like they're into one too?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It gets me angry when I see them watching stuff. I'm like, they're not talented people doing not talented things and you're watching it like it's entertainment. Stop it.
This has to be tough for you.
Yes.
Because think about, okay, Family Guy, South Park, cartoons for adults.
Yes.
Easily attracted though, kids could find them, but you know exactly what the material is.
Sure.
And you can also set your TV to not show those things.
Sure.
You're on guard for that, but so much stuff now is popping up online. How do you police all of that stuff?
Especially when you have something as big as the internet.
Yes.
Right? And then it can suggest things to them too.
No, because you watch one of those and they're going to give you three that look just like them.
Oh, if you like these dumb families, you might like this.
No.
It drives me nuts. So I actually suggest, nope, if you're going to have that screen on, watch something. And I will suggest Bluey because everybody can kind of agree on that one. But I just can't handle like YouTube families. That at our house is a hard no.
Would you consider that a kid's show?
Because it's like programming. They're trying to get kids to watch. Yes, I do.
But you'd be okay, although your girls are too, like Blippi though would be fine for you.
Sure. They're a little old for
that. They're too old. But yeah.
But my sisters have kids that are in that zone and Blippi is banned at one house and instead Go Diego Go. That's the
interesting.
Move. That's yeah. It's like no, not this Miss Rachel or Go Diego, and not Blippi.
I can't wait to hear what the phone calls have to say.
It depends on who you are. Sometimes it's like the sound of their voice or what they're trying to make my kids believe, or you know how they're teaching them. It doesn't matter. You know exactly what's being presented. It's kids programming.
Some of it's how it's being presented, like to not even the tone, like. How they're trying to get the information across,
yeah.
But just like the sound of the character.
The sound of the
right?
character is just grating. I've watched too much. I can't do it anymore. So I'm banning what? What's the title of the show?
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Sometimes as a parent, you'll turn on a program for your kiddos and put them in front of the screen, you know, so you can do other things. And sometimes you have to edit what comes up on that screen. You can't let them choose for themselves because if they choose, they're going to choose something that just gets on your nerves.
Do you find you're editing based on what you're hearing from other people, or do you at least let them watch one or two of them and then either go, yep, that's good, or no, we're not watching that in this house?
I think it depends, because like when Audrey was little, my sister-in-law was my daycare. So she would watch Audrey during the day, and she was like, I already went through raising her daughter. And so there was some that she knew hard and fast she couldn't deal with. She could not deal with Caillou. Caillou is a very divisive character, as we've already seen in the comments on our Z102.9 Facebook page. For her, she's like, my daughter grew up with Caillou and I won't have it. I won't. Just so you know, it's banned at our house. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm a new mom. I don't really know what you're talking about. So we got to watching it and I was fine with it. It didn't bother me until I went back and watched old episodes that her daughter probably watched. And I'm like, oh, that kid's the worst.
Let's not watch that.
You can't watch seasons 1 and 2, but you know, 5, 6, sure. Go for it.
Take something that is streaming like on Disney Plus, like a movie.
Mm.
Is there anything that Cora latched onto and she watched so many times that you just had to stop watching it because you didn't want to hear?
Just stop it.
We've got Frozen figured out. Let's not watch that anymore.
We already know it.
We let it go.
I still will watch it, but 101 Dalmatians got watched so many times, and the jazz. I'm not like
a jazz.
I'm not a jazz. You. I'm just not a jazz person. My husband is, so he likes it, but I don't care for it.
The soundtrack of 101 Dalmatians.
It's just the repetition and the fact that it's like.
Not that she wanted to kill puppies and make a coat.
Oh, yeah, that's bad, too. But the jazz.
But that's the answer. It's something.
Yeah.
It might be annoying to you.
And it's just like, I'm sorry, it's just a me thing. I can't deal with it.
Could be fine for the kid.
Sure.
That's our question. What kid show is banned at your house? Good morning.
Good morning.
What kid show is banned at your house for our Momtroversy topic?
SpongeBob.
Now, is it the voice or is it the content?
Both.
Both?
Sometimes yes. For little kids, they are trying to get some jokes in there for the adults.
Yes.
Did you give
it a lot of that, too.
Yeah. Did you give it a moment at all, or you just kind of knew out of the gate that one is not on your TV?
Instantly.
Ooh.
As soon as I had them. You're not watching.
Welcome to the world, little
not
ones.
My babies.
Don't look at that television program.
Thanks, Mom.
Yep,
Thank you. Hi, thanks for calling Momtroversy. What kid's show is banned at your house?
Peppa Pig. It is banned at my house and my parents' house.
Oh, wow. Now, is it because of Peppa's behavior?
It is the repetitiveness, and her voice absolutely just drives me insane.
Do your kids start speaking in British accents?
My oldest did. It's been banned. My kid is 14. It's been banned since he was a child.
Can I follow up, though? You also said it's banned at your parents' house. Did you set that rule, or did you let Grandma and Grandpa make that call?
My dad banned it.
Oh, he did too.
Wow.
It's generational.
Sorry, Peppa. It's a no.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.